This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are the show that refuses to let this song die.
That or I don't let it die.
No, listen, man, I complained yesterday. I said our show is in reruns. Like, we do the Forrest Gump bit, we just fall into the same things that we've been doing, and then I feel like we break free from it. You know, we find our footing. We can't do the same thing over and over. And we find our footing, and then Tuesday rolls around, and Jimmy fires off at that point. Every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in. That is so funny. To me, only me. This is why I happen to like Coolio. May he rest in peace. I happen to like Coolio. Solana absolutely hates that song. Solana, I don't think was in, either wasn't born when that song was popular, wasn't around for the Coolio era or whatever. And that certainly, it annoys Solana. And then, but I find that Jimmy only plays that song as the open to the show. You never hear that at like 3:45. That's always his like opening salvo about once a month. Mm-hmm. He's like, what gets into you, Jimmy, where you go, you know what? Today is a Coolio Fantastic Voyage day.
Well, every show is a fantastic voyage.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay.
Well, there you go. We refuse to put that one on ice.
But Coolio had one good song, right? Gangster's Paradise.
Right. I mean, Fantastic Voyage, like Coolio was a little bit of a thing for a minute. And so he had Gangster's Paradise, which was a huge hit. And then he had this. And then he had that other song. Do you remember the other song, Jimmy?
I do not.
Well, he had a song in space. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. I know 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But he had a song in Space Jam too, which is Hit 'Em High. Those are the only two Coolio songs I know. Hit 'Em High, because it was in Space Jam, and Gangsta's Paradise. I don't think Fantastic Voyage is being bumped in many cars after 1997, 1998.
Yeah, it was a Coolio thing. It was one of those things where someone is popular, and if it wasn't Coolio who had released that track. Now, that track is a sample from a very what is the original there? That's is that like Parliament Funkadelic? Is that George Clinton? This is not how I intended to start the show, but the Fantastic Voyage sent me on a fantastic voyage. And this really is better than what I had planned, so it's perfect.
Lakeside, Crowder is, by the way. Lakeside, Fantastic Lakeside. Voyage was the original song. I just looked it up.
Crowder is running late. He will be here by 3:00. So we will forge through the first hour without Crowder. He'll be with us tonight. We got action, Jack. We got some action tonight because we're going to watch the Panthers game at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. Me Solana, Crowder, Jimmy, Josh Appel is coming. So we're going to watch the game tonight. On top of that, you got Canes hosting Cooper Flagg and Duke at the Watsco Center tonight. In fact, they're talking Canes basketball on ESPN right now. They are literally talking Canes basketball right now on ESPN.
They're talking Canes basketball or Duke?
Yes. Well, you're right. Duke. They're talking Duke basketball.
Well, maybe they're reporting the Jay Lucas story.
No, you're right. Okay. They're talking about Duke and Cooper Flagg. But the Canes logo is up there because they're in Coral Gables.
Nice.
The game tonight. But the Canes are big, big underdogs tonight. Our guy hit a home run this afternoon.
Mervil.
What's his name?
Mervis.
Matt Mervis.
Nice.
Connects on his first Marlins home run of the spring. And that was tweeted, today's the 25th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was tweeted at 1:48. So unless they're posting it from yesterday and we missed it, I'm guessing that was his first home run of the season. So Matt Mervis, our guy, hit a ding-dong.
I think the game was rained out yesterday. Jimmy told me that. So has to be.
Now they're talking about Jay Lucas, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What were we saying, Jimmy?
No, they canceled it yesterday.
The rained out game?
Yes.
I got you. It is always a fantastic voyage. Anyway, we got action. Jimmy is wearing his Panthers jersey. He'll be at Funky Buddha with us tonight. We're just trying to do anything to keep ourselves from having to talk or think about the Heat. That's the honest truth. It's just things are not good there. From Anthony Chang, who covers the Heat for the Miami Herald, according to Basketball Reference's playoff probabilities report, the Heat now has just a 9.6% chance of finishing with a top six seed in the East to make the playoffs without needing to take part in the play-in tournament. I don't know if you saw Barry Jackson's snarky tweet today about, you know, can't wait for Heat, Bulls, Hawks play-in mania once again, which we seem to be going through every year. So it was like ugly to watch last night. They're boring too.
Yeah.
They're boring. They're just jacking up threes. They're missing. They're boring. Like, it just, I don't know how else to describe it, man. That unless I got it wrong, 'cause my Xfinity didn't carry it right or whatever, that felt like if you were at that game in Atlanta, you were falling asleep in the second quarter. Mm-hmm. Like, there was just no energy there, was there?
There was no energy. The Hawks are used to scoring. Their fans are used to watching them score 192 points a game, but they're also used to opponents scoring 220 points per game. And yesterday, neither team could hit a shot. Neither team could hit a shot. Hawk, like, Tyler Hero was missing all his threes. He went 0 for 9.
And it was brutal. It was brutal because we talked about betting the Tyler Hero over on threes, which was 3.5. And I think I turned it off when he was 0 of 7. And then Trae Young, his over-under, I think, was 28.5.
Uh-huh.
Did he hit double digits?
11 or 14 points.
11, yeah. Like, I mean, it was so not fun to watch that game last night.
I think my exact statement yesterday was Tyler Hero has been struggling from three. He's due.
He's due. That was your exact statement. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow, ask me again, because I'll say the exact same thing. 0 for 9,
what
he's
due. What
you
meant was, he's doo-doo. The NFL Combine is underway. Mike McDaniel spoke with the media today. We can listen to some of that in a little bit. We have another $50 gift card for you to win today to Twin Peaks. Today's a Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday also. But we have a $50 gift card for Twin Peaks every single day this week. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. We will give that away sometime before 6 o'clock. So make sure you're listening for that. We also have, we started to tell you yesterday that we've got this incredible event coming up. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets, March 20th to the 23rd, presented by Hard Rock Bet. And we're inviting you to come out and experience every upset and buzzer beater and heart-stopping moment. So we're transforming the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. And you can immerse yourself in the games with massive LED screens and beers. You hang with your crew. You can obviously partake in real-time betting action. We'll have betting windows right there. Now, there are VIP tickets and packages available at Ticketmaster right now. Or you can get all the info at bucketsandbets.com. And I'll tell you, we announced it last night. I got a text last night from Aronde Gadsden. My friends and I want to get a table. You and I, Solana, and Jimmy, I believe, were on a conference call yesterday.
Yeah.
This is going to be an incredible event. And no. I don't put my name behind a ton of radio station events. This one is it. And so if you want to get tickets for it and enjoy the buckets and betting and the tournament, go to Ticketmaster or bucketsandbets.com. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Hollywood. But what I was going to say was, we have tickets to give away to this on the show today. So what is it, just two tickets?
Two tickets.
One of the days, I guess?
Yes, two tickets.
All right. So we got a lot of action. We got that coming up. It's going to be an incredible event. Only wish University of Miami was going to be participating, but just hoping they make the ACC tournament.
You never know, Hawk. I mean, they run through the ACC tournament.
They are on pace to not make the ACC tournament.
Doesn't every team make the ACC tournament?
Not the bottom of the barrel. So, no, they probably are not going to make the ACC tournament.
And two ACC wins doesn't get you into the tournament?
It's shockingly this year, no.
Huh.
Yeah, Joe Zagacki was on with us last week. You were off. And I wasn't aware of that either. But the bottom two teams in the ACC don't even make the ACC tournament.
And that's what happens when you start letting these West Coast teams into the ACC. Notre Dame, who wants to be a part of the ACC in basketball but not in football, it should be barred. It should be disallowed. Those three teams should have to have 30 wins to get into the ACC tournament. Ridiculous.
Because it costs a team like us, with our two ACC wins, a shot in the tourney.
Yeah, I mean, let the Canes into the... If you've won an ACC tournament, you should have an automatic bid every single year. You never know.
Have we won one?
The Canes? Of course.
ACC tournament?
ACC
we won
tournament.
The ACC tournament?
Yes. With Shane Larkin, didn't we?
If you say so.
I could be wrong. Maybe they just won the ACC regular season a couple
times.
Well,
that they've done. I don't know if they've ever won the ACC tournament.
Man, I could have sworn they did.
They very well may have.
Yeah, could have sworn that they did.
Right now, they are last place in the ACC. Do you want to know the teams in order above them?
Sure.
Duke. They play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson, Louisville, SMU, Wake Forest, UNC, Stanford, Pittsburgh, Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech, Florida State, Virginia, Notre Dame, California, Syracuse, Boston College, and NC State. Pulling up the rear, University of Miami.
Conference tournament champions in 2013.
All right.
Yeah. And they have two regular season championships, 2013 and 2023. It's a year that they went, obviously.
No one can take that away from us.
To the Final Four.
But no, I do not believe they'll be in the big tournament because I don't foresee a path without the ACC tournament involved.
Shane Larkin, by the way, that was a squad. See, I know my Canes hoops, Hawk. You know,
I know, man.
Canes hoops.
You are locked in.
Yeah.
So this Coolio,
he's no longer
anyway,
with us.
Let's do headlines.
He's no longer with us, Coolio.
Yeah, recently passed away.
Damn,
a couple of years ago. He's a young guy. Tuan Russell is going to join us today. We misplaced him yesterday. He's going to join us today.
Cool.
Amy Audibert is going to join us today. I don't know how she'll put a positive spin on the Heat, but she'll find a way.
Hawk, Amy Audibert gave me, for Valentine's Day, Amy's the best because she's always like buying.
By the way, Mel Kiper Jr., mock draft 2.0. He's got Cam Ward going number 2 overall to Cleveland.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Who does he have going first?
He's got Shedeur Sanders going number 7 to the Jets.
Wow.
And Shedeur being the second quarterback selected.
So the Titans aren't going to take a quarterback? I mean, they're going to run it back with Will Levis?
I don't know. I don't know.
That seems shocking to me.
I don't know if the Browns will take a quarterback.
Man, they're going to run it back with Deshaun Watson? I mean, come on.
There's Mel Kiper. He's on TV right now, just out of frame. He's got a piece of sweet potato pie.
Of course he does. Hawk, Amy Audibert, she's always buying gifts. So for Christmas, she gave every member of the radio broadcast team a unique Christmas ornament, a tree ornament.
Mm.
So for me, she got me a Santa pickleball ornament because I love pickleball.
Adorable.
Yeah, just all, like really cool. She's very, like she genuinely gets to know people and she gets them gifts. It's very cool. For Valentine's Day, she gave me scratch-offs.
Ah!
How cool is that? She knows we
great gift.
We talk about sports betting all the time.
You know how I feel about that, though.
How do you feel about that?
I don't ever give away lottery tickets as gifts because you're going to pick a winner once in your life. Hit a $200 cash pop yesterday, by the way.
Nice, nice.
But once in your life, you're going to have the $1 million scratch off.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start diminishing your own odds by giving those away,
right,
you're only doing yourself a disservice.
So if I were to hit, I don't know, $500,000 on one of these scratch-offs. Do I have to split it with Amy because she gifted it
right,
to me?
Right, so I would immediately go to the person who bought it for me and say, look, you bought this. You want to split this and see what they say.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, she's got TV money. You know, I've just got radio money. So I don't know.
Fair.
Uh-huh. Maybe I'd buy her like a Canada sweatshirt or something.
Mm, yeah.
Like some maple syrup.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, Amy Audibert will join us today, and we'll play some Talk About It Tuesday. And tonight, we'll be at Funky Buddha watching some Panthers hockey. Here are your headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Do I have that right? Or
Doral Volkswagen today, Hawk. Doral Volkswagen.
Doral Volkswagen. How come I didn't update?
Is that on me? Did I send you the wrong liner?
No, it's, you know, that's on me.
Okay.
I updated it on this computer, but then I have like a master computer downstairs. And if I don't update it there, then it doesn't keep it here. But regardless, headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. That's why it sounded wrong when I said it. I didn't feel like I had it right.
Yeah.
Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
So just a couple Mike McDaniel notes from the Combine. We'll listen to the audio, but just like the main takeaways from what he said today, he confirmed Tyreek Hill.
Somebody texted in repeating what I said. Mike McDaniel spoke with the media today. We will listen to that. And he writes, please don't.
Yeah. Poor Tobin. Like I just saw him walking out of the studio. He cut up the audio. Poor
I think
Tobin,
he was
man.
Going... I think, well, forget about that. How about the Heat? I think Tobin went live on YouTube last night before the Heat game even ended. I'm not kidding you. I think that's how disgusted he was.
It was bad, man. It was bad. The thing is, Hawk, like after the game, I don't know if you read any of Spo's comments, but after the game, Spo was still very, I don't want to say positive, but he had like a half glass full reaction to the game. And he's like, I know it doesn't look like it because we scored 86 points, which is the least amount of points the Hawks have held an opponent in a game since 2021. Like, it's just ridiculous.
Well, I could see the positive.
Yeah. But he's like, we are getting better. Like, there's some positive momentum here. Yeah, and I get it. I get people are upset. They're like, at what? But Wes Goldberg, who hosts the Locked On Heat podcast, he posted, per NBA tracking data, the Heat, They shot 5 for 35 on what the NBA considers open or wide open three-point attempts. So open is like 3 to 4 feet of separation. Wide open is 5 or more feet, something like that. The Heat generated quality looks yesterday. So I guess from a coaching perspective, you look at that and you say, hey, we just could not hit a shot, which is what happened. The problem is that that's happening too many times this season.
Yeah, I mean, they are who they are. I mean, yeah. Again, if someone's looking for something different than what they saw last night, obviously you don't want to shoot that putridly, if that's a word.
Yeah.
But they are who they are. They are the sixth seed at the very best. Yeah. If everything goes right, the very best case scenario, the sixth seed. And I don't see everything going perfectly. So they're a play-in team.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what you're going to see from a play-in team. That's why, like, none of this is outraging to me, because this is exactly what a play-in team looks like.
Yeah. I mean,
some good games, some bad games, some in-betweens.
Hawk, I really think there is an argument to be made. And people are going to say I'm being a Heat homer, and that's fine. But I do think there's an argument to be made. You traded for a new starting backcourt, Davion Mitchell, Tyler Hero. You're trying to figure out your new front court with a rookie in Khalil Ware, who yesterday Spo seemed to be a little frustrated with, playing alongside Bam, who has switched positions while also incorporating a brand new small forward in Andrew Wiggins. Like, that does take time, to be fair. You would acknowledge that takes time. And the Heat, because when they traded for those guys, they went 0-4. Andrew Wiggins missed a game. Bam missed a game. Tyler missed a game within those games. Like, it's hard to put everything together. The reality is the Heat don't have time. They don't have time to figure this out. They're 4 games below .500 right now, and the team that's in the sixth spot, the Detroit Pistons, just won their 7th straight game yesterday. So, like, I'm willing to look at this and say, had they made this trade in mid-December, they'd probably look a lot better right now than they do. But the reality is that they didn't, and they don't have time to figure it out. So this is the product you're getting, which is a team that, through a lot of portions in the game, looks like they don't work. Looks like they don't mesh.
And damn, Golden State looks good.
Oh, man. Damn it.
And tonight, you get to see Luka and Dallas.
Yeah, yeah. You know what his over-under is tonight?
26.
31.5.
31.5?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're expecting a Luka dominating performance. This one's in L.A.
Where's the game?
Way.
In Dallas?
In L.A. This one's in L.A.
Oh, in L.A.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Panthers, Predators tonight, 8 p.m. Inter Miami plays tonight as well, 8 p.m. They're hosting Sporting KC, second leg of the CONCACAF Champions Cup in the first round. They're up 1-0 on aggregate. So Inter Miami's playing in Fort Lauderdale.
So are these MLS games or is there something else?
No, this is the CONCACAF Champions Cup. Not MLS.
MLS started, though.
MLS started. They played their first game on Saturday. They drew 2-2.
They start playing a tournament?
Yeah, now they play tournaments. That's the challenge this year. You're playing in the Club World Cup, CONCACAF Champions Cup. You're playing in Leagues Cup, and you're playing MLS regular season. 4 different competitions this year for Inter Miami.
Are we going to can we talk to someone at Funky Buddha? Because you got the Duke-Miami game tonight I'd like to keep an eye on. I'd like to keep – oh, the Lakers game, I guess, doesn't start till 10:30?
Yeah, Lakers at 10 tonight on TNT.
I'd like to see Inter Miami.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest, Hawk. I'll have it on my phone. I mean, go Cats and everything, but I'll have that on my phone. Could just cuddle up next to me.
So this is a tournament game. 1 game into the MLS season?
They actually played the first leg of this tournament prior to the MLS regular season beginning last week.
All right. No one knows what's going on with soccer.
This is why I can't take a week off. You know, nobody was here to update you on Inter Miami. Unacceptable by me.
No one knows what's going on.
Well, I know.
No one understands this. I know Bournemouth plays in about 5 minutes.
They do. Jimmy's been keeping up with Bournemouth.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Up the chair. I'll be at a Bournemouth game in a couple of weeks, Jimmy.
Yeah. Right, look at that.
Look at that.
Yeah. All right. Your weather. By the way, just to finish out my McDaniel note, Tyreek Hill did have surgery on his wrist. So the picture, it bared true. But it's a ligament issue, not a broken wrist.
They're not expecting Teron Armstead. They're planning for a season without Teron Armstead. They said that.
Yeah, but he hasn't made a decision yet. Teron has not on whether or not he'll play next season.
They believe Javon Holland has earned the right to see what free agency offers.
Did you see the clip that I sent you yesterday of Javon, that he's outraged? Not outraged.
Yeah.
Outraged.
They took him out of the socials.
Yeah, he's pissed off because, like, on the Valentine's Day post, they didn't even include him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go get your money, bro. Your weather.
I think the Dolphins are saying, we don't think you're going to get it. That's what I think is happening here.
But if they don't pay him what he believes he's deserved, even if the market isn't there, I don't know. I have a hard time believing Javon Holland is going to want to come back to Miami. I could be wrong, by the way. I don't know.
I agree.
Just based on his
just
comments.
Based on this, I feel like they kind of jettisoned him in their mind at the beginning of last season.
Yeah, he wanted to get paid last year. Yeah. That's not a secret. Like he's been vocal.
And they
about
were
it.
Renegotiating a whole bunch of contracts, yeah. And his name never got added into the mix.
Yeah. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy today. Tonight the lows will be in the 70s. That is your weather.
All right. Tuan Russell is scheduled to join us in the next segment. We said that yesterday, too, though, and he wasn't there. But he is scheduled to join us in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Unbutton your shirt, Tuan.
Hawk and Crowder.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have found Tuan Russell. It took us 24 hours, but we have found Tuan Russell. We were unable to communicate with him yesterday, but he is here today. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, of course, played linebacker for the Hurricanes and the Dolphins, and he's the athletic director at St. Thomas Aquinas, which obviously gives you a little understanding of why he might be busy at times and unable to answer the phone or be there at the prescribed time. And he's got the Russell Education Foundation. They've got a big charity golf tournament coming up that I wanted to promote. But we're just happy you're here, Tuan.
Yes, I'm excited about being here. Thanks for having me.
It doesn't sound like you're that excited. That sounded very very plain and ordinary.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really excited about being on.
That's what it felt like. He's in school administrator mode, so he's, I can tell, he's already locked in. Tell us before we get into all the nonsense and the hoo-ha, the 23rd annual Lynx for Literacy Golf Classic is Monday, April 14th. It's at Weston Hills Country Club. This is obviously one of your signature events. So how can people participate in this?
They can go to our website at Russell Education Foundation and click and sign up. It's presented by Hard Rock Casino and Hotel, and it's a great event. I mean, it's usually like around the draft, so we'll have, you know, the draft on. Actually, I'm sorry, it's the 14th this year. Normally, it's around the draft, but it's a fun time. People come out and hang out. You know, a lot to eat, a lot to drink, a lot to hang out. It's a fun, cool event, and the golf course is amazing. Last year we had, you know, we were full. We everyone came out. We had alumni coming out and hanging out with us, and all the money that we raise that day goes back and supports our programs, and that's the main reason why we do it. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. Every dollar means something, and very seldom you can go to an event where you know that when you walk out of there that you're saving a child's life. And I'm not talking physically. I'm talking about their destiny, and we're in the destiny-building business where our teachers are teaching them how to read and teaching them how to operate at a high level in the classroom, and those students can now go into the classroom and learn for themselves and forever be great learners and accomplish all the things that they were created to accomplish. And that's what it's about. So come out and support us. I really appreciate it. April 14th. And it'll be a great day for everybody.
RussellEducationFoundation.com is where you can get info and get registered for the tournament. Like he says, their biggest fundraiser, which means you want to get your spot now. I'm going to text you right now. I don't know if you have your cell phone near you, but I'm going to text you right now. Just speaking of golf, and I'm not a golfer, but it popped up on my Facebook today. 12 years ago today, we were doing our show. I was doing mornings, and I was doing the show from Jason Taylor's golf tournament. And I took a picture getting ready to go golfing with Ronde Gadsden on one side and Ed Too Tall Jones from the Cowboys.
Man.
On the
you're
other
not
side.
Even you didn't even come up to his shoulder.
Yeah, that's, I mean, and look, like, Ronde looks
Nike
small
shirt,
next to
you
Ed
didn't even
Too
reach
Tall
that.
Jones. I'm gonna hold it up to the camera so Jimmy and Solana can see it. Me,
I mean,
Ronde,
he's making a
Ed
Ronde
Too Tall
look
Jones.
Short.
I know, right? Like, how is that possible? Who's the best golfer that you've seen at one of these celebrity golf tournaments? And obviously, they can't be a golfer. They have to be an athlete, you know, a South Florida athlete or athlete who lives in South Florida at one of these charity golf tournaments. Who's the best you've seen?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. The best golfer. I mean, I know the most competitive golfer. Is I love to watch Nat Moore compete on the golf course. I mean, he's a pretty
he's ferocious.
He talks trash and he doesn't yell, but he's very aggressive. He's like, "Don't worry about it, I got this." He'll walk out and knock that sucker off the tee like it's nothing. He's probably one of the better golfers, only because I've seen him play more than anybody else. Because when I was working at the Dolphins, you know, he's always playing. I got to watch him a little bit, but I don't know.
How about OJ McDuffie? Because he's competitive. I don't know if he's a good golfer or not.
OJ got those big old hands, so he just really knocked the skin off the ball. I don't know if he's better than Nat though.
I mean,
I don't know. I'm not. No, I am not. I put
you
on
golf
a golf tournament. I do not play a lot of golf. No, I might play my golf
pickleball or golf.
I'm definitely better at pickleball.
Mm.
Definitely much better at pickleball. You know, golf is one of those sports where I don't have 4 hours to give, and that's my problem. Like, to justify going out and playing golf. And I can, like, my wife's like, hey, babe, are you coming home? I'm like, yeah, I'll be there. And then I'm saying, hey, I'm going to go play golf. Well, I've been gone all week with these kids at St. Thomas traveling throughout the state, and then I'm going to go play golf on Saturday. I'm trying to be married for another 25 years, so if I pick up golf, it might be a problem.
The other thing that I find annoying, because I'm with you, I to do anything for 4 hours that doesn't involve laying on my couch or, you know,
right.
I don't know. I just – but these golfers, man – they love to wake up early. I got to get up at 5:30 because I got to be down, you know, at the links at 6 a.m. for, and I'm like, who? And fishermen too, which don't even get me started. But these golfers, they can't get up early enough. I can't sleep late enough, Tuan.
Well, I'm not a late sleeper. I'm not an early riser. So I don't wake up at 5, and I can't sleep until 10. So, my sweet spot's like 7:30. If I can sleep until 7:30, I'm good. I don't care how late I stayed up the night before. I'm getting up at 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, I really can't get past that. Like, my phone starts ringing. My daughter comes in and starts bugging me. The dogs start barking. Like, the life around me starts going, and I wake up, and I just figure it out.
Yeah, not me, man. Hey, UM and Duke play basketball tonight at the Watsco Center. Have you been following UM hoops at all this season? Because it's brutal.
No, I've heard about it.
That's right. You're better off.
I heard we're struggling, and we're looking for a coach, which I think I read something that they may have found somebody. But
Possible the assistant on the Duke staff, which would make tonight a little bit interesting. But regardless, let me ask you something about the Hurricanes football team and the NFL draft, which you talk about, which is very close to the golf tournament that you host. There's a real possibility, and we just watched Mel Kiper Jr. He has Cam Ward being the first quarterback selected. Mel Kiper Jr. has him going to the Cleveland Browns in the second pick. But do you think Cam Ward will be the first quarterback taken? I guess Shedeur Sanders is another possibility. But more importantly, do you think Cam Ward is going to be a quality and an excellent NFL quarterback?
Well, I think if they don't take the pass rusher Abdul Carter in the first pick, I think Cam is going to be the first pick overall. I would not be surprised about that. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, Tennessee, Cleveland, or the Giants, but I don't think he gets past three, and I think he's all of that. I think he's everything that people are saying he is. When you look at what he did at University of Miami, no one's going to remember that he played at another school before he got to the University of Miami. And when you look at the way he played the game and how he addressed on a daily basis, like, what we need to do, he dominated. Like, he knew exactly when to throw the ball down the field, when to dink and dunk it. I mean, he was an amazing quarterback, and his leadership, he left a legacy at the University of Miami that will go on for years. I mean, he prepared the University of Miami to be good for several years down the road because he held those guys accountable. They learned how to lead, and that was something that we was missing. I mean, they were getting it from the coaching. I mean, from the coaches, now they were able to get it from an athlete that they respected who did it at a high level, and then just talk about it. He walked the walk, and I think, you know, when as an NFL team, they're going to look at him and say, okay, that's the kind of guy we want in our locker room. That's the kind of guy we want to lead our team, and that's the kind of guy I'm willing to put my job on. Because at the end of the day, when you look at these players, who are you willing to put your job on? Who are you willing to say, you know what, I'm going to feed my kids because I make the right choice, and I think he's a no-brainer.
You know, it's funny that you say it that way because it's a conversation we've had with Crowder about, you know, there's this criticism of Mike McDaniel, that his locker room, that they just don't respect him enough, which is why players are showing up late for meetings, and it doesn't matter if he's fining them. And there's been a whole bunch of talk in the offseason about Mike McDaniel and him. Does he even have the gravitas to be able to hold players accountable? And Crowder said, you know what? When I was playing, we didn't care about the coaches. Yeah. We didn't want to let our fellow players down. He's like, I wouldn't walk in late to a meeting because Jason Taylor or Zach Thomas would have jumped down my head. So what you're saying about Cam Ward makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, think about this. When you walk in the locker room in an NFL team, you have grown men with responsibilities and families who are playing to feed their house. So if you're out there and you're not doing your job, you're going to affect whether or not he does his job. And he's going to be looking at you in your eyes like, hey, man, you know, he may not say it, but in his mind, like, this is my contract year. And if you can't get up the field and create pressure, I can't get over the top and make the tackle as a linebacker. If that left tackle's not blocking, I can't throw the balls where I need to throw the balls. So the players, I think, have more influence on guiding the team than the coaches. That's why it's so important that coaches select the right people. Because if you have the right people on your team, the job for the coach is a lot easier. Now when the coach jumps up and down and yells, or when he gets aggressive or he says this is important, the men on the team know when to follow. They know when to jump. They know when to go. But sometimes you have kids, you have these, you know, these players on a team. When the coach is saying this is important, well, it's not that important to them because they're not mature enough to understand what it means that, hey, we got to get rolling. What's the difference between regular season football and playoff football? Because there's legacies on the line when you're playing playoff football. And what's the difference between playoff football and Super Bowl football? Well, there's dynasties on the line. And a mature player may not understand that. That's why you have to have the right leaders who can speak the language of these athletes and communicate with them at a level that coaches just cannot. And that, so when you see a guy like Cam Ward, you have to be able to measure the intangible, that he's not just a football player. He's not just a passer. This kid can lead the hearts of men and encourage them to do the things that they're probably not wanting to do. And these people don't come, they don't walk around every day. The Michael Jordans don't walk around every day. You know, the Kobe Bryants, they don't just happen. Those people, you know, it's not a dime a dozen of them. There's only a few. And I think that he's the type of guy that can step on any of those teams that we just mentioned. I mean, because when you look at the top 10, when you look at the top 10 teams in the draft, they're all looking for quarterbacks except for two, probably. And he's going to – I don't think he gets past the third if the – and probably the Giants probably try to move up and get him, or Cleveland try to move up and get him, because, you know, if I'm Tennessee, can I pass on a Cam Ward? I don't know. So I think he's one of those players that can change the trajectory of a franchise. And if people are not careful, they're going to lose their job by not grabbing him.
Which is pretty much what Cam himself said. You don't take me, you're gonna regret it, essentially. But it sounds like what you're saying, which what we know, he's super talented at quarterback. But what you're saying is he's a natural born leader, and not everybody has that.
And he's fearless about it. Like, even when you see him communicate to athletes on the sideline, he's not nervous about worrying about, is he gonna, you know, disrespect this player when he opens his mouth. He's done the work off the field, and he's done all the things he needs to do to develop the relationship. So when he says, hey, this is what we need to do, they move and they're able to do it. So he understands it on that level to be able to accomplish the things he needs to accomplish.
Juan Russell, we love talking to you. Again, the 23rd annual Lynx for Literacy Golf Classic is Monday, April 14th, Weston Hills Country Club. This is the Russell Education Foundation's biggest fundraiser every year, and you can participate by going to RussellEducationFoundation.com. And I always point out when Tuan comes on with us, even if you can't make it for the golf tournament or you're not a golfer, if you just want to make a donation to a very worthy local charity, go to RussellEducationFoundation.com because you can make a donation right there on the website. We love you, Tuan, and we'll talk to you again before the tournament.
Hey, thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
If you're always winning, then you don't really understand what it is to win. There's got to be the valleys, the peaks, the ups, the downs. ¿Tú me entiendes lo que te estoy diciendo?
Hawk and Crowder.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.